This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. So very happy to be with you today. You know we love spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. And you know something else as well. You know we love hearing from you. So let me give you that toll-free number. You can use it if you are in North America. Very easy, breezy number to remember. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. As you know, I always invite you to please mark it down so that you have it at the ready when the program comes on the air and you can give us a call with your questions and with your comments. We also have available for you the opportunity at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. There's a chat feature at both of those sites. Simply use that chat feature to tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening if you're not listening to us via social media. Give us your question or your comment, your insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, and be assured that it will get collected and put up on the board and we'll be able to address it. Another way that you can reach us is by texting us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. And again, put in your question or comment. Let us know who you are, where you are, and how you're listening, and know that data and message rates may apply if you use that option. Well, it's great to be with you today. Just so enjoy having this opportunity to talk with you about the things of God and to see what's going on in your world, in your spiritual life as you continue your pilgrim journey, all of us continuing it together, really, to eternal life. So, we're going to really enjoy hearing from you today. I want to tell you about our upcoming Women of Grace event. I've been sharing with you about it, and I've got really exciting things for you today. Yes, I do. I have a bunch of exciting things for you. Well, two in particular. Excitingly enough, we have Dr. Donald Wallenfang with us today. Yes, we do. He is going to be one of the presenters at our Women of Grace retreat that starts on July the 25th and runs through the 27th. He is going to be talking about hope revealed in the ordinary. But get this, preceding the retreat, Dr. Donald Wallenfang is going to be our presenter for the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. And I got to tell you, I am so excited about this topic. First of all, I am excited to have Dr. Donald Wallenfang with us there at Malvern. It's the first time he's going to be at Malvern, but not the first Women of Grace event that he's done. He is the academic advisor for our Benedicta Institute for Women, and he has presented all of our classes in the Benedicta Institute for Women. Now, many women take this for spiritual enrichment, but if you stay with the program and you determine that you want to stay with the program, not only do you get spiritually enriched, but you also can earn a certification in Catholic women's leadership. And we have been just so much the happy recipients of the tutelage that has come by way of Dr. Donald Wallenfang and the depths that he has taken us to. And I got to tell you the truth, I know it's going to be just like that for this beautiful retreat and beautiful Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. Now, the seminar begins on the 24th, and it runs to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 25th, just in time to get y'all ready for the retreat that begins the evening of the 25th. It starts off with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and then we have dinner, and then guess what? We just get into it. We really do on Friday evening. And it runs to right around noon on Sunday, the 27th. It closes with the Mass. We have a Young Women of Grace event that's taking place on this Saturday. We're encouraging you to bring your daughter, to bring your granddaughter, to bring your niece, to bring your goddaughter, to bring students that you might have, gather your daughter and all of her friends and bring them to this beautiful, beautiful opportunity. Now, if you're flying in or driving in from a distance or taking the train, however it is that you're making your way there, and your daughter's coming with you, of course, she can come and join us for the Friday opening event of the retreat. And of course, she can join us for the healing service that will take place on Saturday evening. And of course, she can join us for Sunday morning presentations and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass on Sunday. But on that Saturday, a special day for young women of grace. So it's going to be just a tremendous weekend. You know, it kind of starts on that Thursday, beginning on the 24th, running through the 27th. There's three different events going on there. You can come to the two for the adults, the Benedictine Enrichment Seminar and the retreat, or one or the other, depending upon what your schedule allows. Just come. Now, to that end, in addition to all of that, Dr. Donald Wallenfang is with us today, and we're going to be talking about the event. We're welcoming you to call in with any questions that you might have about the topics that he'll be presenting on, as well as about the retreat in general. Now, here's the second exciting thing. Tomorrow is the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It is. It's the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. I have a big smile on my face. I hope you can hear it. Dr. Donald Wallenfang is a Third Order Carmelite. I am not a Third Order Carmelite, but I am a Carmelite in my heart. And tomorrow is also my birthday. Yes, it is. So here is my little surprise for you. I am looking, here I am, I am looking for 75 women to sign up for our retreat between today and tomorrow. You can figure out why the number is 75, right? I've given you enough information to extrapolate. And you can figure it out. I would love for 75 women to sign up. Now, this can be a woman and her daughter, which counts for two, or it can be just a woman. She can come to the Benedicta. She can come to the retreat. She can come to both. That's you. You can come to one or the other or both. Your daughter will count two towards that number. And here's what's going to happen. I'm going to have something special. I'm going to have something special for you if you sign up today or tomorrow to celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Today is the eve, right? It's the vigil of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And I know, I have it on good authority, that Carmelites generally fast on this day in preparation for the retreat, her feast day. So, you know, I figured, well, okay, so this is kind of like a two-in-one. It's the vigil and it's tomorrow. So if you sign up either today or tomorrow, we will track that and we will have something for you. So it's a big thing. It's kind of a big thing. I'm really excited about this. So we're inviting you to take advantage of this opportunity. So get on out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. That's womenofgrace.com. And you will be able to use the opportunity that's there to actually register right online. And I'm encouraging you to register. It's getting close. It's getting close. We're going to be there. Let's see. 15 and 7. So we're going to be there. Really, I'm going to be leaving this tomorrow, a week from tomorrow. So there you go. So we're getting very, very close. So we're about 8-9 days away from this wonderful event that's going to be taking place. And I got to tell you, sometimes we say, oh, I never feel like I'm getting blessed. I never feel like I'm getting the graces that I need to have. Well, you got to get under the spot where the glory pours out. And the glory will be pouring out in Melbourne, Pennsylvania, from July 24th until the 27th. So we invite you to join us for this beautiful Women of Grace event. If you've been sitting on the fence, today is the day to get off of the fence and to sign up, because, here is this special little offer that I am making, celebration of the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel tomorrow, and also in celebration of my birthday. I'm so glad God saw fit to give me that day for my birthday. Anyway, more to come. Dr. Donald Wallenfang is going to be with us. 833-288-EWTN. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. I am very excited, too, to welcome to our program Dr. Donald Wallenfang. He is the academic advisor for our Benedicta Institute for Women, and he is also one of the presenters for our Women of Grace retreat happening at Malvern, July 25th through the 27th. In addition to that, he is going to be the presenter for our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar that will be taking place beginning on July 24th and running through the afternoon, or at least, I don't know, halfway through the afternoon, on July the 25th. Prior to the beginning of the retreat. And as I was sharing with you before we went to the break, you know, we've just been so much the happy recipients of his tutelage, of his instruction, of his teaching, as we've made our way through some of the sessions of the Benedicta Institute for Women in our certification program. You can earn a certification in Catholic Women's Leadership by way of the course structure of our Benedicta Institute for Women. So Dr. Donald Wallenthang is with us today. He's going to be sharing with us a little bit about the Benedicta, but also about the topics that he will be presenting on next week. I can't believe it. It's going to be next week. And I also told you about the little offer that I made in light of tomorrow being the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel and also my birthday. And I am looking for 75 women to sign up. Yes, I am. 75 women to sign up today and or tomorrow, and there'll be something special for you when you arrive at Malvern next week. And this is in celebration, of course, of the Feast of Our Lady. And always so excited to have an opportunity to draw attention to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And I know for you, Dr. Wallenthang, Our Lady of Mount Carmel is very special for oh so many reasons. So why don't you share with us a little bit about that?
Thanks so much, Jeanette. What a gift to be with you today on your program. And my only disappointment is it's not monthly Marriage Monday. I missed it by one day. I heard the program yesterday with you and Jack, and Kitty Cleveland came on the show, and what fun that was. So I missed talking with both you and Jack today. But yes, and congratulations on your birthday coming up tomorrow,
Thank you.
75.
It is a big one.
Yeah, and so wonderful that it's on every year, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So yes, she is so huge in my life and my wife Megan's life, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Star of the Sea, the Morning Star, and she guides us in everything. And I can't get enough of her. As St. Louis de Montfort says, with Mary, there is never enough. And I can't pray the Ave Maria enough times in the day. Every need, every care, I just hand over to her powerful intercession.
Yeah, absolutely. In everybody that listens to Women of Grace, you all know that I love Our Lady so very much, and I love Our Lady so very much for Our Lady, for the woman that she is, for the fact that she is the mother of our Savior. But I love her for her maternal beatitude and tutelage. Right, she really does want to train us up as she trained up her Son, and she always directs us to her Son. And I can say, and I'm sure that you can agree with me, Dr. Wallenthang, that when we have a true devotion to our Blessed Lady, we find that she infuses within us, I think, her own love for her Son. We begin to taste Our Lady's love, which incites, inspires, inflames our love for Him. So we never should fear loving Our Lady too much. It's an impossibility. We could never love her as much as our Lord does.
Yeah, right.
And to that end, you know, we want to help women to come to a deeper understanding of who they are by way of her. And that is the purpose and the goal of the Benedicta Institute for Women, to lead women into a knowledge of who they are in Christ Jesus, who they're called to be, and then to bring that feminine genius to bear upon the culture of the day, influencing their families, their communities, their professions, if they're professional women, their parishes, just making a difference by way of this further understanding of the feminine genius. And of course, I like to say that Mary is the feminine genius. So this understanding of the Marian dimension of their very being. And you're going to be leading us in a very unique way at our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. So share with us a little bit about your topic. I am so excited about this topic. I can't wait to hear how you're going to open this up for us.
Yeah, well, I'm so thankful to have been invited to present at this this wonderful Malvern retreat, along with Kitty Cleveland and Patricia Sandoval, yourself, Bishop William Walterscheid. I feel like I'm batting ninth in the order or whatever, you know, at the bottom with all you guys. But I'm happy for my topic because I think it's fitting for me and your daughter. The daughter Thea gave it to me. Hope revealed in the ordinary. Hope revealed in the ordinary. There's going to be a lot of extraordinary things, I think, that are going to happen on this retreat. But why is the ordinary important for the theological virtue of hope? And why does hope require ordinariness for it to be activated? Why are women of grace at the same time women of hope? So these are the questions that this talk will pursue. And it will be shown that this theological virtue of hope grows best in the soil of ordinariness, reaching toward the fulfillment of all desire, which is eternal life through union with God, the Most Holy Trinity. And as the Spirit moves, we may or may not get into the philosophical method called phenomenology. We'll see how the Spirit moves within the next week, how far we get into that. But in any case, we're going to meditate together on this beautiful virtue of hope, how powerful it is for our lives. And as you're saying, what does our Blessed Mother have to do with hope? Mary, whose vocation was wife, was mother, mother of God, but she lived this by simply remaining in the world. So I'm going to draw a lot from 20th century British mystic Carol Houselander in the presentation and her reflections on Mary, the reed of God.
I love it. I love it. I knew I was going to be thrilled by it all, and I'm thrilled just by hearing your description of what you're going to be sharing with us and taking us more deeply into these concepts. And I have to tell you, I had a Wallenfang moment the other day. Yes, I did. So I want to share with everybody that, as I shared with you already, that Dr. Wallenfang has presented the fundamental courses in each of the themed areas of study of the Benedicta Institute for Women. And in the very first course, he threw us into the deep end of the pool, is what he did. And he began to share with us about phenomenology, which is a branch of philosophy. And I think that I first heard of phenomenology by way of St. John Paul II, because he was a phenomenologist, and then, of course, by St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, whom we both love, Carmelite sister Edith Stein, who was also a phenomenologist. But you were teaching us about the method, and here's my Wallenfang moment. You'll appreciate this. So so here I was, and I had been out for a walk in the morning, and I was just kind of like, you know, trying to cool down a little bit, and I was sitting on the front porch. And we have had a little nest on the front porch where a mommy bird had laid some eggs, and we had five little, you know, little fledglings in there, right? Little birdies. And they were just at the point where, you know, they could stick their little necks up over the nest. So I had seen them and observed them in that capacity in the past. And then Jack and I were out of town for a few days, and we came back, and I said to him while we were away, I'll bet you the little birds have taken flight. Well, there I was sitting on the porch the other morning, just this week, and the birdies were not in the nest, but they were out there flying. And I was just sitting there absolutely mesmerized by watching these birds fly. And they were playing a big old game. And they were flying one with the other. And they were kind of like in circular but lock order fashion. And they were flying in through the entryway of the porch and then out through the side window and then all the way around in a big circular fashion. They were completely ignoring me sitting there. It didn't matter to them one bit. Of course, I guess they had seen me moving in and out, you know, of the house before all this. But they were not frightened by the fact that I was there, and it did not curtail their activity. And I absolutely delighted. Then they were doing these little antics in the air, you know, and they were showing off for each other. And the mommy bird was sitting there perched, watching after them very carefully. And it was a teaching to me. It was an absolute teaching. And it came by way of the ordinary little birds flying in the air, the ordinary. And I thought, wow, I think I'm practicing phenomenology right now. You know, when my reveling ended, you know, and I thought of you immediately. I said, Oh, this is so great. I'm so glad I learned this method because I was engaging in it without knowing that I was engaging in it.
Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky proclaims the work of his hands. Day unto day pours forth speech, this proclamation of the goodness of God. Yes. And for the contemplative, everything lights up in this life. Yeah. And that's the great benefit. So this philosophical method of phenomenology really helps us to understand the New Testament concept of metanoia in Greek, this conversion of heart and mind. And what's that all about? This deliberate bracketing of our unwarranted biases, assumptions about how the day is going to go, and to open up and simply receive all that gives itself.
Mm-hmm.
And as St. Therese of Lisieux says, in this life, all is grace. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we wouldn't exist. You know?
Yes. And what happens is, you know, all of this in the ordinary becomes prayer. I mean, your heart and your mind naturally have a turn to the heavenly, to the one who created this universe and creation and the little birds that fly and the mommy bird that watches, you know, and the little, you know, the little birdie necks that come up out of the nest, you know. It turns our heart to the one who creates all and the beautiful order with which creation is given to us. You know, it's not a random mess of stuff. It's not a stew. You know, it's something that's very well organized and follows a pattern that's ordained by God himself. And well, we could go on and on and on about this. But in addition to that, you're leading the enrichment seminar. And this is a topic that is, you know, somewhat different from what we've just been discussing.
Yeah, this topic, the title of the seminar is Consecrating Conflict, Finding Hope in the Struggle. So there we have reference to hope again, and it's based on Anne Garrido's book. Anne Garrido, she's taught at the St. Thomas Aquinas Institute in St. Louis. She teaches courses in homiletics, and she's done a lot with the Harvard group on studying conflict. So her 2016 book entitled Redeeming Conflict, 12 Habits for Christian Leaders, it's a tremendous little book. And this seminar will get into what you were saying earlier, whether at home, at church, or in the workplace, we experience conflict. It's inevitable. Yet how we deal with it determines its outcome. So it's going to be a 5-part interactive seminar to unveil these 12 habits for Christian servant leaders as presented in Garrido's book. And the topics for discussion will include navigating conflict triangles, welcoming emotion, problem solving, speaking one's voice, undoing the knot of intentionality, and listening toward understanding. Reference will be made to the lives of several saints, including those holy women, Thecla, Monica, Jane Frances de Chantal, these women who welcome conflict as a hopeful opportunity for growth and deeper conversion. So the participants in the end will walk away with practical tools to approach everyday conflicts with new insight, deepened empathy, and enduring virtue. So it's going to be a great seminar. I can't wait.
Well, we can't wait either, you know, and I am primed for it. I am ready for it. And I did have the opportunity to interview the author of our book here back during the COVID days. So I interviewed her, you know, via Skype, which is not necessarily the best way of interviewing, but it certainly is better than not having the guest at all. And I was just enthralled by the topic area and so happy that we were going to be exploring that. And friends, you know, as I say, this is the event for the enrichment seminar begins on July the 24th, and it runs through until about 3:00 in the afternoon on the 25th. So we're going to be unpacking a lot. We're going to be spending time together there. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be held at the Family Life Center right there on the Malvern property, which, by the way, I mean, when you talk about, you know, finding hope in the ordinary, you know, hope revealed in the ordinary, the grounds there are so exquisite and so beautiful. There'll be many opportunities for you to explore these themes in the practical dimension. So we're certainly hoping that you're going to join us for this. It's going to be quite helpful. And the thing about it, Dr. Wallenfang, is that this is applicable to every woman, whether she's a mom, whether she's not a mom, whether she's a professional woman, whether she's not a professional woman. It applies to women that are actively engaged in volunteer work, whether that be within a parish setting or a secular setting. If you're a teacher, oh my goodness, you've got an abundance of resources available for you through this to deal with students as well as with coworkers as well as with administration. There's just something there for every single woman. And I know some of you gentlemen are salivating, saying, oh my gosh, I really need this. But this is for women. This is our Women of Grace annual retreat for women. We do have some men that show up. Generally, they are husbands of wives and they've driven their wife there and we let them come. but this is going to be oriented towards the feminine dimension, towards the feminine genius. And again, there's that little celebratory, enticement that I've given to you. So we're looking for you to sign up in the next couple of days. It's very helpful for our numbers. Oftentimes what happens, Dr. Wallenfang, is that, like 2 days before, we're deluged, right? And that's fine, but it makes it a little bit more difficult for planning. So we're trying to get you to, get off of the fence, sign up, join us. You're not going to be sorry. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Now, I understand, Dr. Wallenfang, that you have a little extra time. So if you want to stay through the rest of the program, we'll take some questions from our callers. Is that good with you?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right. So I'm going to hold him over just for all of you. So pick the man's brain, find out about phenomenology. If that intrigued you, talk a little bit about our Blessed Mother if you want to. Ask him some of the questions about that might pertain to the upcoming events, especially if you have any questions about those. We want to know what they are. 833-288-EWTN, toll free for you right here in North America. That's 833-288-3986. Get these lines buzzing. They're available for you here. Also, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you as well. Or text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Coming right back. We're coming to you, Lisa. Stay with us, everybody.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Happy to be with you today and happy to have with us Dr. Donald Wallenfang. We're going to be going to those phone lines, taking your questions, answering some of the issues that you might be facing in your world today, giving you some suggestions. 833-288-EWTN is the toll-free number for you right here in North America. That's 833-288-3986. In addition to that, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature. Put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, and we'll get it retrieved and we'll address it. Additional to all of that, you can text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question, comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening, and do know that message and data rates may apply. And did you know that you can leave a question for us? You can do that. You can do it by simply contacting our listener comment line. It's available to you 24/7, 205-795-5773. That's the number, 205-795-5773. Take advantage of that opportunity. And then on one of the days, where we have some extra time, or on one of those days where we're just simply spending that time going to those listener comment calls, we will address it. And you can always email your questions to us. Very simple. womenofgrace@ewtn.com. Women of Grace, all one word, plural on the women. Womenofgrace@ewtn.com. www.thefeastofourlady.com. Well, welcome back, Donnie. We're going to be going to those phone lines here. And we have Lisa with us from New Jersey. And I'm looking at the little squib that was left for me outlining what her question or comment is about. And I am thinking that in some way this kind of tucks into the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar information and descriptive that you gave us regarding what we're going to be talking about July 24th through the 25th at Malvern. If you haven't signed up, please do so. Lisa's with us in New Jersey. She is with us online. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for your patience, Lisa. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Donette, I put a lot of trust in you and especially your beautiful prayers. In a nutshell, I have a son who's gay. And he has a partner. And I just found out that they have a surrogate mother. And God has permitted a beautiful, beautiful little girl to gestate and come into this world. And I'm just asking for prayers for all involved to be illuminated, to have a conversion of heart and confess the way that which this little girl was made. And I pray for her long, healthy life. And I pray that I may have some inner peace. I'm in turmoil.
Oh, of course you are, sweetheart. We live in such contentious times and such unusual times. And this reminds me of something, Dr. Wallenfang, that, you know, is I think one of the pressing issues that our new Holy Father is facing, as have the other Holy Fathers that have preceded him in the recent past. And that is, you know, an ethic regarding technology. You know, it's interesting because he took the name Leo the 14th, and the 13th faced, you know, the swelling and burgeoning area of the industrial revolution. And here we have technological revolution that this Leo is facing. And, you know, Lisa, this business of surrogate mothers was something that never could have existed in the past. And we also live in a day and time where the moral fiber of the culture of the day has been so deeply undermined that we accept lifestyles that are antithetical to the revealed truth of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church and that which pleases God. So your heart and your mind is just, I'm sure, grieving in some ways. And at the same time, you know, there's an attitude, I'm sure, of rejoicing about the coming of a life into the world. This precious child created in the image and likeness of God, no matter the way in which she was conceived, nonetheless, does not in any way affect her dignity or her beauty or her wonder or the image of God's own life in hers. So I can understand, and certainly we will pray. But Donnie, do you have any insight? I mean, this is hard, and I don't know how you manage to have conversation in this kind of a situation with those that you love.
Yeah, I think right away of this Jubilee year, 2025, Pilgrims of Hope. And the Lord wants us to have hope and gives us hope. It's an infused theological virtue in every situation. God's love is unconditional, and he shapes us to love like he loves every human being without condition. The mercy of God is great, and people go through a lot of different things. There can be a lot of confusion. But every person you talk about in your story, beginning with your son, is beloved by God, precious in his sight, called by name. And we can have hope in the midst of all these things going on. And God knows us better than we know ourselves. And so we witness to the truth. We do so with gentleness and courage. And I think the Catechism of the Catholic Church has a wonderful short section, but powerful, you know, dealing with homosexuality, paragraph 2357 through 2359. And this is important to think about the teaching of the church, as Janet was saying, that we have all these labels that are thrown around in culture for people, but we can't be reduced to a label. A human being is a human being first, male or female second, and the labels can tend to reduce us to certain orientations, attractions, desires, but we're not defined by those. So every human being is mysterious, is a saturated phenomenon, is beloved by God. And that's the main thing. To practice what Pope Francis talked about, this art of accompaniment, this art of sacred accompaniment, accompanying the sacred other who faces me.
Yeah. Yeah. And just a word about that word accompaniment. I think that what the Holy Father said has often been misinterpreted. Accompaniment means that we meet someone where they are and help them journey to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. It's not that we meet them where they are and give approbation to where they are. And then that applies to ourselves, you know, as well, you know, that we have to be open to ongoing conversion of heart ourselves. None of us is perfect. But Lisa, I can only imagine how deeply this is affecting you and how you're struggling with this. And let me just make a suggestion to you, Lisa. You're in New Jersey, and you know, New Jersey is not far from Malvern, and we've got this beautiful retreat coming up. We've got this beautiful seminar coming up, and it might just be something that would be a tremendous grace in your life at this time. You know, we've watched and seen tremendous things happening in the lives of women who join us for these events. I mean, we've literally seen miracles happen. And oftentimes those miracles come by way of the deep consolation of heart that God wants us to receive, the knowledge of Him with us, no matter what it is that we're dealing with, that He is there, a conviction of heart and soul and mind. And so I just want to extend an invitation to you personally to join us for this event and make your presence known. You know, come up and let us know that you're there, and be surrounded by other women who are struggling in a similar way with a very similar situation. Let me tell you, because this is not particular to you. It is particular to numbers of moms today. And there is something about that sacred sisterhood that in and of itself is very, very healing. We've witnessed it time and again. But let's just lift your son up in this moment. Do you want to share his name or not, honey?
His name is Rich.
Rich?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Father. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. Father God, we thank you that you have created Rich in your image and likeness, and that he is fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you, Father God, that you knit him with the utmost care and intentionality in the womb of his mother. And that as you knit him there, you imbued him with graces and blessings. You imbued him, Lord, with characteristics of your own divine and holy life. Father God, you know that we live in a difficult day and time, and you know that none of us is freed from the temptations of the world, nor are we free necessarily from the disordered inclinations of our heart, the disordered inclinations of our psychological makeup. And there is not one of us, Lord, that does not deal with disorder on some level. And though those disorders might be many and varied and might by degree be greater or lesser in terms of their ability to be resolved, we know that you are there with us in the struggle. Father God, we pray for Rich now. You know, Father God, where the struggle is. And frankly, Father God, because you are omniscient, you know precisely in what this struggle lays. You know precisely, Lord, what is the germ of this struggle. And so here's what I'm asking for Rich in particular. I'm asking, Lord God, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the healing light of the Holy Spirit, that this germ of this disorder would be pulverized by you, that it would be revealed and made known. You know, you tell us in Scripture over and over again that you will reveal in the light of day what's hidden in the darkness. You bring out the interiority of our being. You bring out the interiority of our souls, Lord, so that we might know them and present them to you and surrender them to you, that we might be freed and healed by way of you. And so, Father, I'm just asking that there would be this movement forward. And Father God, you know, you are so gentle. You are so gentle that when you are about the healing process, you only work with us to the degree that our psyche can withstand the revelation. And so for these deep-seated issues, Lord, sometimes it is painstakingly slow in terms of our assessment of time. But your eye is on eternity, Lord. What you begin now, you will bring to completion, if not in this life, in the next. And so I'm asking that you would begin where you know is the best place for this healing to commence. Gradually reveal truth to your son and to the one whom he calls his partner too. Reveal it, Lord. And now here we have this beautiful little girl that's created in your image and likeness. We're asking for you, Mother, to wrap this child in your mantle. I'm asking, Mother, that you would protect this child, this gentle little reed of God in and of herself, that your mantle would be a deflector of anything that would compromise her growth, her maturation, her psychological, physical, emotional, and above all, spiritual development. Safeguard her. Take her, Mother, into your own immaculate heart. And may she experience from you the maternal beatitude that she needs. And may I say, may she experience the mothering that she can only get by way of a woman. May she experience that by way of her grandmother, Lisa. Bring, Mother, peace of heart and mind and soul to your daughter, Lisa. Help her. I ask, Mother, that the very wisdom of the Holy Spirit that is yours, that you now would give to your daughter, Lisa, that she would be imbued with it, that you would guide and direct her in all of her dealings in this situation with her son and the man whom he calls his partner, and most especially with this precious child created in the image and likeness of God. It's with hope and with confidence, Father, that we lift this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merit of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Oh, Lisa, mm-hmm. God has so much grace for you, sweetheart. So much, so much. And it would be just a real, real privilege to have you join us for this weekend. So give it some prayer. Give it some thought. See what you can do. God bless you, Lisa. Thank you for your call. 833-288-EWTN, that's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us today. I've got Dr. Donald Wallenfang here. Hey, let me tell you, this is a privilege. It's a privilege to have him on the show, and it's a real opportunity for you to interact with him by way of the show. So don't delay, call right away, don't be shy, give it a try. We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986, that's 833-288-3986. EWTN. You know, I was reminded of something about hope, Dr. Wallenfang. And, you know, we only need hope when the situation seems rather hopeless, right? Hope is a virtue that we don't need if everything is going just according to the way that we think it should go.
That's exactly right. It reminds me of Emily Dickinson entitled Hope. And I think you would appreciate it with your background in literature. And used to teach literature. It's a very short poem, if I could just share it real quick.
Sure.
She says, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. and sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me.
That is so beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. And of course, Emily Dickinson, a great American poet, deeply religious, seems to be the case with her, very serious connection with God. And as you know, you read that poem, it's one that I know, I'm familiar with it. It reminds me of something that the prophet Isaiah tells us, that God will not crush a bruised reed, nor a smoldering wick will he extinguish. And I think that that is exactly what this poem is about, you know, that hope is a very delicate gift that we have. And God, will never dash our hope. And the greatest hope that we can have is our hope in him, because he will never fail us. He is always there to help us to see that there is in him something wonderful that's going to be worked out of what we might consider to be the worst situation that could happen. What does that poem say to you?
Yeah, it's very powerful to me as well, Jenna. As you were saying, in every difficult circumstance, no matter what, on this side of eternity, we can hold on to hope as it holds on to us. It's an infused virtue from God. He infuses it as a gift in our soul. And there's never some situation too far from hope. It's always there. And there's a strength in hope. As she concludes the poem, never in extremity did it ask a crumb of me. It has this divine self-sufficiency about it to carry us, to lift us. There can always be one more reason to hope in this life. It is so powerful, sandwiched between faith and love. Faith and hope, of course, driving us to the fullness of divine love, because that is what our hope is in. Mm-hmm. Divine love, eternal beatitude with God. When all else fails, he calls us to this harbor of salvation.
Yeah. You know, I think about our Blessed Mother, and Louis de Montfort talks about, you know, our mother, she doesn't need faith anymore because faith is realized. In heaven, hope is realized, right? It comes mm-hmm. to its fullness in mm-hmm. heaven, so we no longer need it. And Louis tells us that, but this good mother, what does she do? She asked God to let her keep that so that she could give it to her children, her spiritual children. And this is why when I was praying there with Lisa, you know, I ask that, you know, our mother's own wisdom would be the gift that she would be granted, because Our Lady wants to do that. And the Holy Spirit, you know, permits that to happen. I mean, I suppose that he is the one who provokes that in interior response on our part. But it comes by way of the intercession of Our Lady, that lovely poem kind of brings me back to my moment on the porch with the little birds, you know?
Right.
Easy to picture because it's in such recent memory, but it is beautiful. And I just know that this event is going to be beautiful. And I'm so grateful that you're going to be able to join us and that you're going to be presenting. We have 2 minutes left. Why don't you just give everyone just a little bit more knowledge about our Benedicta Institute for Women, this beautiful, beautiful outreach to women through Women of Grace, named for St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, Edith Stein.
Yeah, so this Benedicta Institute for Women that the Lord inspired you to found has been going strong for several years now, and we've developed a real comprehensive curriculum that taps into God in the human person, Mariology, the study of our Blessed Mother and the feminine genius, women's leadership, and Christian spirituality, especially concentrating in Carmelite spirituality, with which St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross was one, Discalced Carmelite. So that really imbues the apostolate. And we have both in-person immersive seminars and also now a wide range of online 5-week-long courses that have been serving women so well over the past couple years since we got those in place. So there's always something new being offered. We have a couple fall courses, one with Dr. Monica Miller, Toward a Catholic Understanding of Woman, another one with myself, The Dignity of Dust, Contemplating Our Humanity. And then in early 2026, we'll have another course on Our Lady, the Reed of God, Our Lady in Scripture and Devotion. So many offerings, and thank you so much for your openness to divine inspiration to found this institute, as it's been a wonderful adventure so far.
Well, it's been great being with you, and get out there to womenofgrace.com. You can read more about the Benedicta. Join us for the retreat. Thank you, Dr. Wallenthang. God bless all of you.